Good evening.
Hello, I am Michael of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. So, to begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
I am.
Thank you. And which county do you currently reside?
Oh, man. Okay. It's called San Patricio. The name's a little bit interesting to pronounce.
Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, or a market research firm, elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
Nope.
Thank you. And thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which parties' candidates have you tended to vote for most often? Democrat, Republican, or do you vote independent of party?
It's in the lean both ways.
Okay, so do you vote independent of party?
I guess you could say that.
Mm-hmm. Although you vote for the person and not one for the major parties, when you have had to choose between two candidates for whom you knew a little about, have you tended to vote for the Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate?
Typically the Republican candidate.
And on a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for president and Congress.
Eight.
Thank you. And on most issues, do you consider yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
And now I would like to read you the names of several people and groups for each one. Please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so. Here is the first name, Morgan LaMancio.
Don't recognize.
Next, the Democratic Party.
Don't recognize.
And do you have a positive or a negative?
Positive.
Somewhat or strong positive?
Somewhat.
Next, Kamala Harris.
Recognize.
Positive or negative?
Positive.
Somewhat or strong?
Somewhat.
Next, the Republican Party.
Oh, recognized.
And negative or positive?
Positive.
Somewhat or strong?
Somewhat.
Next, Adam Hinosa. I'm sorry, Hinojosa.
Do not recognize.
Next, Donald Trump.
Recognize.
And negative or positive?
Positive.
Somewhat or strong?
Somewhat.
Next, Dan Patrick.
Do not recognize.
Next, Greg Abbott.
Recognize.
Positive or negative?
Negative.
Somewhat or strong?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And if the election for president of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, Oliver Chase, Libertarian, or Jill Stein, Green Party?
Decline to answer.
Thank you. And if the election for the United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Ted Brown, a Libertarian, Colin Allred, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
Decline to answer.
For each one of the following candidates, would you vote in the election for state senate from this part of Texas? Robin Vargas, Green Party, Morgan LaMancio, Democrat, or Adam Hinojosa, Republican?
Another one. Decline answer.
No problem. And do you think Morgan LaMascia has done her job as Texas State Senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
I believe it is time for someone else.
Now, I would like to read you some information from public record and news reports about candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Here is the first statement. Adam Hinojosa supports securing our border to protect our families. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Next, Adam Hinojosa supports continuing to increase the homestead exemption so homeowners' property taxes can be reduced. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Next, Adam Hinojosa will work to protect our children from the radical leftist agenda like critical race and gender theory and bring sanity back to our school policies. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much less?
Somewhat.
Morgan LaMascia doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchase of firearms, which will take freedoms away from Texans. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much?
Somewhat.
Morgan LaMascia broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business, creating a clear conflict of interest. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much less?
Much less.
Next, Morgan LaMascia opposed to stopping local governments from mandating vaccines and requiring people to wear masks. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much?
Much.
Morgan LaMascia voted to allow local prosecutors to pick and choose which laws they enforce and not require them to enforce all the laws of the books. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Much or somewhat?
Much.
And thank you for your time. We're almost done. Adam Hinojosa is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and to date, he operates 5 businesses working hard to grow and revitalize Corpus Christi. More likely, less likely?
More likely.
Somewhat or much?
Somewhat.
Morgan LaMascia supports boys competing in girls' sports. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much less?
Somewhat.
Next, to prepare high school students for jobs of the 21st century, Adam Hinojosa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who don't plan to attend college. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much?
Somewhat.
Adam Hinojosa had tax liens filed against his businesses for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much?
Much.
Morgan LaMascia voted against ballot security and for election fraud when she opposed bills that will confirm a voter's residence in order to vote. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much?
Somewhat.
Morgan LaMascia opposed school choice legislation that will have allowed parents to use state funding to send their child to the school of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a charter school. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Somewhat or much?
Much.
Morgan LaMancia voted against ending so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity and teach them some races and ethnicities are superior to others. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much less?
Much less.
Morgan LaMancia is in favor of sexually explicit performances, including drag queen shows in front of children under 18, and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual, questioning queer advocacy group. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Much or more? I'm sorry, much or less? I'm sorry.
Less.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. Adam Hinojosa trained and graduated from the Police Academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and opposes defunding the police. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much or somewhat?
Much.
Adam Hinojosa has multiple businesses that have been sued on numerous occasions, and many of the cases were decided against Hinojosa and his companies. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much?
Somewhat.
Adam Hinojosa believes we must protect innocent life and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies, and that's why he will provide better, more affordable health care for our mothers and children. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
Adam Hinojosa knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our choice to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Morgan LaMancia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much less?
Much less.
And Morgan LaMancia is working against jobs in our area by supporting overreaching regulations and oil and gas production in Texas. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much?
Somewhat.
Abortion supporter Morgan LaMancia is against the fundamental right to life for the unborn. More likely or less likely?
I prefer not to answer.
Okay, no problem. Next, Adam Hinojosa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs in our communities. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Much or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And Morgan LaMancia is currently campaigning against windstorm insurance rate increases, but when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Having heard all this information about them, for which one of the following candidates would you vote for state senate? Robin Vargas, Green Party, Morgan LaMancia, Democrat, or Adam Hinojosa, Republican?
I'd still prefer not to answer.
Not a problem. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample for voters. In what year were you born?
97.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
Negative.
And is your race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
Yeah.
Which one?
A little bit of all.
Thank you. And next one, do you prefer to get most of your political news and information from one, social media, such as Facebook or X, and also called Twitter, two, from blogs and emails, three, from the newspaper, four, from local TV news, five, from cable news networks, six, from news sites on the internet?
One and multiple news sites.
Okay, and you tell me which of these is your next. You said news sites on the internet, right? That's the second option.
Yeah.
Thank you. And thinking about the television programming you watch most often, do you watch more English language television or more Spanish language television?
English.
And which comes closest to describing how currently receive the television programming you watch most often? One, local cable system. Two, streaming over the internet without commercials. Three, through an antenna. Four, satellite dish or DirecTV. Or five, commercial supported streaming services such as Hulu.
The last one.
Thank you. And which of these, if any, do you use next most often? Local cable system, streaming over the internet without commercials, through an antenna, or satellite dish, or DirecTV?
Number two.
Thank you. And do you have a YouTube account? Yes or no?
Yes.
Do you have a Facebook account? Yes or no?
Yes.
Do you have an X or a Twitter account?
Yes.
And do you have an Instagram account?
Yes.
Thank you. And which one of the following statements most closely describes your own position on the issue of abortion? Number one, abortion should never be legal. Two, abortion should be legal only if cases of rape, incest, or danger to the life of the mother. Three, abortion should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy. Or four, abortion should be legal for any reason at any time during a woman's pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. Prefer not to answer.
Okay, so this concludes our survey. I do thank you very, very much for all your time and your participation. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
All right.